I'm WRJN News Director Tom Karkle. The following is about the 90th anniversary of radio station WRJN in Racine, Wisconsin. You'll be hearing newscast reports about the anniversary with audio clips of announcers and programs covering a 6-workday period of December 2nd through the 9th, 2016. And then it's our half-hour special with more historic audio broadcast the morning of December the 11th, 2016. Enjoy. Early next week is going to mark the 90th anniversary of WRJN Radio here in Racine, and with that will come voices, many, many voices who have graced these airwaves.
That's 4 tickets for the Venetian Theater we've awarded so far today, and the gift certificates remain intact. As a matter of fact, they are now worth $65.
Let's relax and enjoy an hour of good, friendly, helpful conversation right here until 11 o'clock.
The radio is fun. Life is supposed to be fun. And so why not just enjoy it?
It's been a wild ride. Thank you so much for the last 42 years.
Lee Decken was our chief engineer. We had Stan Fisher, we had Gene Quinn, we had Zemlo, different names.
And then when Frenchie retired in 1990, I took over the middays.
And the rest, as they say, is history.
The voices of Lyman Marins, Debbie Thogerson, Jim Sorensen, Paul Kern, Herb Mann Jr., Tom Mountain, and Kurt Volman. Starting tomorrow and running through December the 9th on select local newscasts, you're going to be hearing more of WRJN's voices over the last 90 years. Then on December the 11th, at our Sunday morning public affairs show, we'll be presenting a 30-minute special, a look back at the history of WRJN from downtown to Radio Park and beyond. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News. Radio station WRJN, which stands for Racine Journal News, began broadcasting in early December 1926. 90 years later, some of those voices from the past are once again gracing the airwaves on which they were staples over the many decades. Bill Gumm was not only an announcer for WRJN, from back in the days of studios above the American Bank Building downtown, now the Racine Art Museum, but later the station manager. This was manager Bill Gumm on his final day with WRJN before his retirement in 1986.
We have to specialize like radio stations are doing today. They're specializing in something, whether it's news or sports or talk or rock music or country western music. They are specializing in something for a specific audience. And our demographics basically are attuned to the adult audience.
Today, our local newscasts and continuing over the next week are going to be containing the voices of the history of WRJN. We're recognizing 90 years of radio broadcasting in Racine. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News. In just a few short days, WRJN will be turning 90 years old. And for the next week, you're going to be hearing feature reports on our newscast about just some of what was on the air over the last 9 decades. Unfortunately, there are no recordings of those early times beginning in December 1926, when the concept of radio in Racine was just being created. Ken Hegard, though, was a staff announcer at WRJN from the 1930s into 1940. He mentioned live plays that he and the staff did during an interview in early 1981.
I remember Dick Conrad then was our program director, and the 3 or 4 of us would take over and do 10, 12 different parts in a half hour.
On our 80th anniversary live broadcast at Memorial Hall, 88-year-old Al Burgemeister talked about beginning with WRJN in 1936 and the work he did at studios we had at the time in Kenosha.
I was the junior announcer. And I did a melody matinee from 3 to 3:30 p.m., popular variety dance music.
Also in the 30s to around 1940, Herb Mann Jr.
We had play-by-play broadcasts. We had opinions of the passerby, the man on the street, right under the clock. We'll meet you at 12 o'clock.
And a very popular show that came along on WRJN, the Ladies' Air Journal, with Isabel Monk.
The biggest highlights were when I interviewed Mrs. Eleanor Roosevelt. I can see why she was known as the world's first lady.
And back in those early days, it was a lot of national network programming, like NBC's Fibber McGee and Molly, sponsored for many years by Racine's S.E. Johnson.
The Johnson Wax Administration Building, Molly. Frank Lloyd Wright designed it.
Frank Lloyd Wright is the great modern architect.
Isn't he the guy that designs waterfalls running through your living room and tornadoes through your checkbook?
It's these kinds of memories and more that you'll be hearing over the next week on our newscasts as we celebrate the 90th anniversary of WRJN, the 4th oldest radio station in the state of Wisconsin. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News. WRJN Radio is celebrating 90 years of broadcasting in the greater Racine area. All this week on Select Newscast, you're going to be hearing some of the many voices from behind our microphones.
I really appreciate all the nice things that were said about the radio stations, and I take them to heart for the radio stations. I just came along after 60-some years and decided to keep a good thing going.
This is directly from Emmer Dozie's column. I got a call from Marie Cunningham after I had written a column about the Bob Miller Band of 1931 through 33 and mentioned how many of the early bands were featured on radio station WRJN and played for dances at Hotel Racine.
We actually have photos of our studios here on Victory Avenue in the early 50s. During an open house, there was a line of people waiting to get into the open house. What's interesting is everybody's in dresses, shirts and ties, jackets and overcoats.
The voices of one-time owner and GM Tony Gazzana, show host and later news reporter Tom Mountain, and of course Don Rosen, former talk show host and program director. There's a lot more of WRJN's on-the-air history over 90 years coming this week on our newscasts. December the 11th at 8 a.m., it's a full half hour of radio station memories. I'm Tom Karkel, WRJN News. Celebrating an anniversary includes the very early years, and with WRJN being 90 years old this week, it starts with testing at Memorial Hall, main studios at the Arcade Building, the Hotel Racine, atop the American Bank Building, robbed by Dillinger and his gang in 1933, now Racine's Art Museum, and then 1958, our current home, at 4201 Victory Avenue on the west side of Racine. The first call letters were WLBG at 360 meters, followed by WRRS at 1370 kilocycles, and then WRJN for Racine Journal News, followed by a switch to 1400, eventually adding FM simulcast in 1948. None of it worked anywhere without the engineers, like the legendary Stan Fisher, having to make it up literally at times.
The studio equipment, we built the transmitter, and put up our own antenna.
WRJN's local programming included live organ and piano with Ray Gruis. Later on, it was catchy names and theme music, like the Little Red Book. That was for birth announcements. And this was for lost pets. For many years, until his passing, WRJN was home to Paul Harvey.
I've been going steady with WRJN most of those years, and I'm mightily proud of that affiliation.
Also for many years, a local staple at WRJN was Party Line.
Helen Thomas speaking. I'm Kathy Larson.
Here's Debbie Thorgerson.
Good morning, everyone.
WRJN's history of ethnic programming goes back many years to Peter Bach.
Our sincere appreciation for your many kind expressions of goodwill toward our Danish radio.
And how about Sunday night classical music with Ralph Schoenleben for almost 50 years on WRJN?
It's your constant loyalty and support through the years that have kept me on the air, so the credit really goes to you.
So much history over 90 years of WRJN, and more tomorrow on our newscasts. I'm Tom Karkel, WRJN News. It's anniversary week for WRJN Radio, and over the course of the last 90 years, there's been a wide variety of programming with an amazing lineup of announcers, including this group from the 1980s.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. 10 minutes now before 6. I'm David P. McGrath, and once again, we have 22 degrees right now at WRJN.
Go in the snow with Lynx and Topaz. Just about everyone can use individual retirement annuity.
Well, we got Jim Bradley on the air. Somehow it was a miracle.
Dave McGrath, good guy. You're going to enjoy him on the air here. I'm Jim Bradley. This is the American Motor Show. Start of the weekday, Monday, January 30, as we wind down this first month of 1984. Don Edmark standing by the news.
Speaking for WRJN Radio News, Don Edmark.
David P. McGrath, who replaced Jim Sorensen, along with Frenchie Bouton and Bob Cook on commercials. Jim Bradley on the American Motor Show twice a day. And WRJN's first news director, Don Edmark. More 90 years of WRJN on the air with tomorrow's newscast. And Sunday morning at 8 o'clock, a half-hour anniversary special. I'm Tom Karkel, WRJN News. 90 years of WRJN radio in Racine does not happen without the 1920s planning of Harold Witt, Frank Leavenworth, and Journal Times then Racine Journal News publisher Frank Starbuck, whose daughter visited our downtown studios one day.
I did enjoy my visits to the WRJN studios, and I am more than satisfied that the institution my father founded and to which he devoted practically all his life is making wonderful progress.
Over the past 9 decades, WRJN programming has included many live events.
This is Bill Gumm speaking to you from Monument Square, downtown Racine, where we're about to witness the annual Veterans Day program.
Staff announcer Bill Gumm would later succeed Harold Newcomb as general manager. And WRJN's history has included so many interviews.
Nobody knew it was John Dillinger. We just knew it was a tough brand of men in there robbing the bank.
A top memory conversation I had with Ursula Patsky about the 1933 downtown Racine bank holdup, for which she became a hostage of the Dillinger gang. Over WRJN's 90 years, the announcers heard from the listeners as well.
I saw your tower there on Victory Avenue took a direct shot of lightning.
We were looking inside the glass studio, and you were interviewing Hank Aaron.
The woman there said she seen the funnel cloud touchdown, and that's what did all the damage to Case. We got areas of the plant where the roof is ripped off.
And how about those many sports broadcasts, high school, Parkside, and the Racine Raiders?
The Raiders, for the first time, become a minor pro football team to win consecutive championships.
St. Catharines wins! First WIAA state title, 10th in school history.
Kenosha Bradford wins their first Division I state championship in football.
Dick Graceffa, preceded by John Weiser and the legendary Gary Sewer, among the many voices for sports on WRJN. More of those voices on the radio tomorrow with our newscasts. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News. Like several of the employees for WRJN Radio over 90 years of broadcasting in Racine, certain programs stayed around for a good number of years, the most notable being the Sunday evening concert with Ralph Schoenleben, the longest-running classical music program in the country. Ralph had so many stories to tell about his 54 years of that program and the knowledge of the music genre that he knew so well. Like the guy who followed him in his car from our studios one night to downtown.
He swung in beside me, jumped out of his car and ran over and he said, "Say, are you Schoenleben?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "You know that duet they sing in the American Airlines commercial? What's that taken from?" I said, "Well, that's from the opera Lock Me by Dulieb. They call it the flower song." "Gee," he said, "I've been trying for months to find out what that was." He ran back to his car and drove away.
On our 75th anniversary show from Memorial Hall, Ralph mentioned also a city police officer met him at the front door one night, said he was a fan, just wanted to escort Ralph to his car to go home. Ralph Schoenleben is another of the many voices on WRJN over 90 years. More tomorrow on our newscasts and this Sunday morning at 8 o'clock. Tune in for a 30-minute special anniversary program. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News. Over the past 90 years, WRJN has been continuous with one thing, news, from the national scene on down to what happens in both Racine and Kenosha. We were an ABC affiliate from there day one for decades.
December 7, 1941.
ABC Radio, Dallas, Texas.
Where is the shuttle?
We'll continue our live coverage from ABC concerning the World Trade Center plane crashes.
WRJN staff announcer Bill Lawrence on that unforgettable day in 2001. Local news became standalone from the newspaper's ownership on WRJN in 1969, thanks to Don Edmark, our first news director.
The Journal Times was sold and Century Broadcasting on Stevens Point purchased RJN, and so I was called in as the news director from LIP Radio here in Kenosha.
In 1987, Don retired, and sports director Gary Sewer also took charge of WRJN's local news operation until the fall of 1998, and then all three of us took note of it in an anniversary show.
You are hearing the only three news directors for WRJN since the inception of a standalone news department.
Wow. Me and you and Sewer?
There aren't many stations that can say that.
There aren't too many stations that have newsrooms anymore.
That was WRJN program director Don Rosen there at the end, perhaps best remembered over his 24 years for storytelling, interviews, and sound-off, but very important also to our local news.
I was friends with the fireman, and everything he had always smelled of smoke. Even though he tried to clean it, you couldn't get it all cleaned. All right, you're going to keep us on top of this story throughout
the day?
We'll
keep monitoring it. Obviously, Jan's there, and we're listening to communications. That's a very serious situation.
Janet Hoff referenced there, coming to WRJN after an award-winning 18 years reporting in Kenosha, using that experience since then to do what other stations don't, local news. Over the years, such names as Carol Briggs, Al Gelsone, Jane Herring, Steve Groh, Judy Lanning, Jules Orovitz, Tom Carter, Therese Kaplan, and Tom Mountain have done WRJN newscasts, not to mention the general staff announcers from the early years. More about WRJN's 90th anniversary tomorrow on our newscast, including the guy who climbed our tower one year. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News. Radio stations promote their programs every day as a schedule reminder. And over the 90-year history of WRJN in Racine, it's been a rather lengthy list.
Moore Jones, Downtown Racine, presents You Can't Lose.
It's Little Red Book time, friends. The latest birth reports from the two Racine hospitals.
Wake up to a Wisconsin country morning on AM 14 WRJN.
Buy, sell, trade, give away, or search for a hard-to-find item. It's all possible with Tradio.
Listen to The Computer Show every Saturday at AM 14 WRJN.
It's time to shop the WRJN Radio Mall.
The best of old-time radio on AM 14 WRJN. Hosted by Stan Freeberg.
American Crime Line. Saturdays right here on Racine's local news station. AM 14 WRJN.
And this promotion again for Sunday, December the 11th, 8 a.m., a half-hour special on the 90 years of WRJN radio in Racine, including many of the voices heard over the decades. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News. 90 years of broadcasting for WRJN Radio in Racine has included a list of announcers that would take an hour to read, and with all radio stations, morning drive is critical. In recent times, those names have included Jim Sorensen, Jim Bradley, Paul Kern, and Kurt Vollman.
The day that the Iranian hostages were taken in 1979, I just opened the phone lines up.
If you're just getting your little body out of bed and you have your car parked out on the street, well, you're going to have some ice in the windshields.
People who are on in the morning are really the most trusted because you allow us into your bedrooms.
I cannot say enough how nice it was to see everybody.
Radio segments in the old days on WRJN included Under the Clock, Opinions of the Passerby, and Lyman Marin's with You Can't Lose.
For $60, if your telephone would ring in a minute or two, would you be able to tell me the name of a steamship driven ashore at Wind Point in the storm of 1848?
WRJN's community event coverage over the years included the 4th of July parade, from Gary Sewer and Carol Briggs to Janet Hoff and Kurt Vollman and Lou Turner.
The official start of the parade.
Right, Gary, it's the official color guard and firing squad.
The Kilties themselves. Be able to take a listen here in a second.
Talk about that F.C. Johnson float.
That was spectacular.
May 25th, 1970, a man with girlfriend problems and a history with police climbed WRJN's 337-foot tower at 4201 Victory Avenue, and our general manager, Bill Gumm, ordered us off the air as a safety precaution.
Just come down and we won't press any charges against you. We want to get back on the air and we don't want to turn the power on until you're off the tower.
That tower, by the way, also serves as a vantage point for birds of prey in the neighborhood. It was an unfortunate ending, though, for one Canadian goose. Mama skunk and her babies under the front porch. That was an interesting day for the staff. And let's not forget about the bat in the front lobby. More about 90 years of WRJN radio on tomorrow's newscast, 1926 until today, and looking toward the century mark. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News. All this week on our newscast, you've been hearing just some of the many voices of WRJN for over the past 90 years, and some of those broadcasts. In 1989, on Racine's lakefront, WRJN's Ron Richards was there for what would be the first of three air shows, thanks to a friend in Washington by the name of Congressman Les Aspin.
We do have the Golden Knights back out here this afternoon, and that's that precision team from the Fort Bragg, North Carolina area. And, of course, the highlight of the whole thing will be the Blue Angels.
One-time morning announcer Kurt Vollman got to talking about regular push-ups versus Marine push-ups, and a couple of Marine recruiters called up to say, "We'll be right over, Kurt. Give them a try." Morning show partner Tom Mountain called the action.
And now Kurt is going to make an attempt to do 10 Marine-style push-ups.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
All right, he did 10. Way to go, Kurt.
So much has been broadcast on WRJN over the last 90 years, but that's only a sample of it this past week with our newscast. And that's why you need to listen Sunday morning at 8 o'clock. We'll have a 30-minute special program about WRJN and more anniversary memories. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News. WRJN, which stands for Racine Journal News, began as WLBG, then WRRS, downtown, in late 1926. The brainchild of Frank Leavenworth, Harold Witt, and newspaper publisher Frank Starbuck at 1370 kilocycles until 1941. 1400 came later.
I can remember as a kid coming down by the old hotel and watching the studio in operation then. I can remember a guy by the name of Ray Gouz that used to play the piano and Wake Up by Gum radio program. And now with all the wonderful people you got working for you, they certainly do a service to our city.
That's Racine Mayor Owen Davies in 1993. Over 90 years, WRJN has presented politicians galore, like Congressman Paul Ryan becoming House Speaker.
It was clear to me that I was a unifying figure in our conference and that I could unify us so that we could get focused on doing the people's business.
We had debates. All 11 candidates for mayor in our front lobby in 2009. Ted Allen with the only face-to-face in the 21st State Senate District recall.
The debate will begin with the candidates' opening statements, followed by questions from our panel.
Now we do community conversations with Glenn Klein.
I want a commitment from the mayor of Burlington, Jeannie Hefty, right now. You will be the first one in the pool and do a cannonball.
In terms of ownership, WRJN lasted 40 years with a newspaper. Then came Century Insurance and one-time Chicago DJ and businessman Dex Card.
I'm very pleased to know that the station is celebrating its birthday. And isn't that a rather remarkable feat?
Tony Gazzana and Associates, Bliss Communications. Now it's Magnum Media owning WRJN.
And as a family-owned company, they have a commitment to the communities that they do business in.
One-time general manager Chris Morrow, who began his radio career at WRJN, including Radio Park grass cutting. WRJN's format, it's varied over the decades, but always with a goal of information, conversation, and being there. Now 90 years of being there. And in addition to AM 1400, the signal is at 98.1 FM in Kenosha and 99.9 in Racine. What will those earlier businessmen think now? I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News. I'm WRJN News Director Tom Cargo. Today's public affairs program is special in that it's about the 90-year history of WRJN radio in Racine, Wisconsin, from December 1926 and the early years at different locations downtown to 4201 Victory Avenue on the city's west side since 1958, Radio Park as it's been known. You'll hear many of the voices from the past, though archives of those early years of broadcasting, unfortunately, do not exist. And that is why we start by going back to what radio was in its infancy, theater of the mind.
Good evening, people in Radioland. My name is Frank G. Leavenworth of Oak Park, Illinois. It is with great pleasure and pride that my voice is coming to you over radio station WLGB, Racine, Wisconsin, transmitting on 360 meters on your radio dials with 50 watts of power. This first broadcast of Racine's first and only radio station is authorized by the Federal Radio Commission of Washington, D.C. My partner and I, Mr. Harold A. Witt, also of Oak Park, Illinois, deeply touched by the hearty welcome we've received in the short time we've been here. And along with our co-partner in radio station WLGB, the Racine Journal News and publisher, Mr. Frank R. Starbuck, we want to thank you all for the greatest consideration shown us by those we've come in contact with and their wholehearted cooperation. Our thanks to a local electric firm here in Racine, which has worked many hours in order to bring the sound of WLGB up to the high standards we insisted on.
That was announcer Steve Kelly from a 1976 docudrama about the first 50 years of WRJN. It was created by Don Edmark, the first director of standalone news operations at the station after its 1969 sale by the newspaper. WRJN stands for Racine Journal News, but those call letters came after such early designations as WHBM, WLBG, and WRRS. The frequency started at 1370, then went to 1400 kilocycles in 1941. Frank Starbuck was the publisher of the newspaper that backed the beginning of WRJN in 1926. His sister Helen toured the Arcade Building studios in 1928.
I did enjoy my visits to the Journal Times, WRJN studios and transmitters, and the House of the Year very much, and I was glad of the opportunity to meet so many of the personnel at the radio station and the paper. I am more than satisfied that the institution my father founded and to which he devoted practically all his life is making wonderful progress.
WRJN programming in the early days included interviews and live studio music, and one of those musicians was the legendary Les Paul, known in the late 1920s as Red Hot Red. WRJN is mentioned in his biography. one of the announcers from the 30s, Ken Hegard. During a 1976 interview, he said that the staff back then did everything.
In the early days, around 32, 34, 35, we were doing live radio dramas. We had a service that provided scripts for us, and three or four of us would get in the studio. I remember Dick Conrad then was our program director, and we'd have a girl or two, and we'd have the dramas on radio, mysteries, comedies, and the three or four of us would take over and do 10, 12 different parts in a half-hour or 15-minute script. Then on Saturday nights, I can remember a request program. Ray Gruis was the pianist, and we'd take phone calls right in the studio from people, and then he'd play little parts of the music that someone had ever requested. And then we had another program at night. I think it was Wednesday or Thursday nights, and it was called Say It for Cash, I think was the title. And we'd dial or go through the phone book and pick out a number and call them. And if somebody could identify the song we had played right then, why, we'd give them a dollar.
When WRJN's 75th anniversary came around in 2001, another announcer from the 1930s was back on the air. Al Burgemeister remembering some of the others.
Man on the Street type broadcast, which emanated from the corner of 5th and Main outside the then American Bank building, and housed the WRJN Central studio. So an announcer would interrogate the passersby for about a quarter hour every day at 1 o'clock, and it lasted a long time. Herb Mann Jr., who was the son of one of the officials of the newspaper that then owned WRJN, and he became the program director. Ken Hegard, who had aspirations to become a dramatic actor and singer, but instead opted for the radio announcing job. Jules Horovitz, a part-time staff announcer at RJN. Ray Gruis, G-R-U-I-S, who came to a scene from the Book Cadillac Hotel in Detroit as the WRJN staff organist in 1935, I understand, broadcast his morning console capers, 10:30 to 11 a.m. across the board Monday through Friday, and Uncle Ray's Tune School.
Legendary Chicago TV news anchor Fahey Flynn began his career at WRJN Radio. Almost got arrested, in fact, on a remote broadcast.
We were talking to children on a on the playground of school on Milwaukee Avenue, and it was a commercial broadcast, and we were told not to go on the school ground. But Fahey at that time saw more kids on the school ground than on the sidewalk, so he invaded the school ground. And some eager beaver called the police department, and real quickly, Fahey Flynn was confronted with a few of the boys in blue, and that was it for Fahey Flynn for the rest of the day.
That was announcer Herb Mann Jr. from the 1930s to around 1940. His father was one of the original staffers of WRJN. Herb Mann Jr. reminiscing during a 1981 interview.
Our first remote pickup was to drive our truck, our remote truck, on the beach in back of Memorial Hall, back of the Elks Club. Perhaps some of the folks will remember the 905 reporter. That went on for years, originating at the Journal News office. We had our your turntables that you have here on the roof of Hotel Racine, and our studios were on the third floor. So the engineer up who would come in with the sound effects really had quite a deal. He had to follow this thing, and when the wind blew, he'd have to find a record where the wind blew. But we made up our effects in the studio, too. I remember our favorite sound effect that we used to break up announcers was a boat whistle. We used this not only for plays, but when someone was putting on a very serious newscast, we would start this boat whistle at the end of the hall and blow it right up against the studio door.
From the 1930s to the 70s, WRJN presented many ethnic music programs, from Herr Fritz and his German band to Tony Simczyk and 32 years of popular melodies of Poland.
People didn't get tired of it. We had more listeners at the end than we had probably at the beginning. And I just loved every minute of it. And of course, the people I worked with I just loved the job and the people that listened and called and wrote letters.
Another extremely popular program at WRJN for some three decades, Peter Bach and his Danish music.
I want to convey our sincere appreciation for your many kind expressions of goodwill toward our Danish radio and for your true friendship, which I treasure very much.
WRJN carried many network programs over the years, but with Fibber McGee and Molly a staple from the 1930s until about 1950, because it was sponsored by Johnson Wax.
Oh, McGee, look! Isn't that a beautiful building?
That's the Johnson Wax Administration Building, Molly. Oh. Frank Lloyd Wright designed it.
Frank Lloyd Wright is the great modern architect.
Isn't he the guy that designs waterfalls running through your living room and tornadoes through your checkbook?
Jim and Marianne Jordan, Fibber McGee and Molly did a November 1946 broadcast from Racine's Memorial Hall, and where the 70th, 75th, and 80th anniversary shows took place. From 1943 until 1970, the announcing staff of WRJN included Lyman Marins and programs like The Little Red Book and You Can't Lose.
This is Wednesday, November the 6th, the 310th day of the year, 55 days remaining in 1957. Time to open The Little Red Book and bring you the birth reports leading off at St. Mary's Hospital, two boys, two girls. A boy was born to Mr. and Mrs. Lyman Marins. Let's see, 6 pounds, 7 ounces. Come on in, George. Have a cigar. Bill, come on in, boys. Have a cigar.
With whom am I speaking? Mrs. Bending, good afternoon. This is Lyman Marins calling from You Can't Lose over WRJN. Oh, dear, you say, why? You didn't expect me today? Is this the first time we've ever called you? First time? Well, then you had reason not to expect me today. Have you known the answers to some of our questions in the past? Yes, you have, but you probably won't know the one we have today. Well, you're not going to like yourself when I tell you that we have $62.50. Oh, no, she shouts in the telephone.
WRJN also had programs specifically for women, including the Ladies' Air Journal with Isabel Monk beginning in the 50s.
Some of the greatest highlights were when I interviewed Mrs. Eleanor Roosevelt, and she was the most gracious person.
And let's not forget Party Line, started by Helen Thomas in the 50s.
Helen Thomas speaking, and inviting you to present your household problems or answer the problems of others on our Party Line program, heard Monday through Friday morning from 8 to 8:30. We also accept news of lost or found articles. Try to find unusual articles or services not generally available in the stores, and accept cancellation or postponement notices of meetings.
Party Line was carried on over the next four decades by a number of hosts, including...
Good morning. Welcome to Party Line. It's Wednesday morning, the 22nd day of December. I'm Kathy Larson, inviting you to join me for the next 55 minutes.
The last true voice of Party Line, bringing it home for the final time in October of 1996, Debbie Thogerson.
Good morning and welcome to Party Line, your program for helpful hints, ideas, lost and found, and recipes.
We have about an hour here for us to talk together. If you have any problems or questions, we'll be more than happy to try to help you. Today being Thursday, we'll be talking with the Wisconsin Division of Tourism. And hello there, you're going to be the first caller today.
Hi. Debbie.
Yes, hello there.
Oh, hi, Debbie. Hey, listen, I got a giveaway of two bird cages.
Our number is 634-9756. Hello there and welcome.
Hello, Debbie.
Hi.
I wonder if anybody in your Party Line listening audience has a recipe for honey mustard.
Thank you, everyone. Once again, it was certainly 12 wonderful years with you. Thank you so much. God bless you. And look forward now to my successor. Radio Mall is coming up right after ABC News.
With the many programs on WRJN, there was theme music, The Little Red Book. That was Orson White on the organ at the Venetian Theater. Later on would simply come recorded pieces, as this for what was going on at WRJN Studio in Burlington. The first broadcast from Burlington, November 8 of 1937, one of the many locations for the WRJN studios. Publisher Frank Starbuck for a time even read news on the radio station from the newspaper building. This theme music was for the program that was on Saturdays and later expanded to weekdays. the For Sale Program. It would later become Tradio.
And now, here's the host of Tradio, Bob Cook.
And good evening once again, everybody, and welcome to Tradio. Happy to have you joining us. Weeknights, of course, our Tradio program on the air. 634-9756, our Tradio lines, both of which are open right now. So we've got a couple of doggones here, and I believe, too, we were still looking for that German Shepherd pup was missing, but somebody was offering a $200 reward for that dog's return. So if that dog wants to find me, I'll be happy to turn her in to the owner.
Bob Cook was one of the many announcers on WRJN, but actually the second by that name on the staff, the first going back to around 1939, based on a picture we found. Bob, Frenchie Bouton, and Jim Sorensen comprised the big three announcers for WRJN in the 70s into the 80s, even touching into the 90s.
Jim Sorensen is my name. Presumably you know who you are. Stick around next. Kathy Larson coming along on Party Line at 9:05 after the news from ABC.
WRJN, good morning.
Yeah, very pleasant good morning to you. About 10 minutes after 10 o'clock, call the ward for the Bob Cook radio program here on WRJN.
Hey, that's O.C. Smith, and together, and by golly, that's the way it should be, you and me together, with me sending out the recorded music and you continuing to listen. Kind of like it that way, and I hope you do, too. My name is Frenchie Bouton, with you up until 7 p.m. this evening. Don't forget Paul Harvey with the rest of the story coming up at 6:25.
16 minutes before 11 o'clock, the Guitars Unlimited and the Shadow of Your Smile. 6 degrees above zero at Radio Park on a Monday, December 20th. Night music. My name is David Armstrong.
One announcer at WRJN on four separate occasions was Norb Trottier from the mid-1950s. He was the last on the air from the downtown American Bank building on the third floor, the same bank robbed by the John Dillinger Gang November 20th, 1933, above what is now the Racine Art Museum.
And it was really quite makeshift. It was not designed for broadcasting in any way at all. They had just purchased the first reel-to-reel tape recorders just before I started there. So that tells you how old it was. We had 78 RPM records, of course, and a 3-mil stylus. And it changed considerably. Then we came out here, and this is the first time that we had ever been in our own building.
Norb Trottier went from broadcasting atop the downtown bank building to the Victory Avenue address in the late 50s, where a few imperfections in the new building had to be dealt with.
So when they built the place, they put some great big sliding glass panels that were mounted in tracks on the floor, and they had little rollers underneath them so that you could move them. I'd say they were probably 3.5 to 4 feet wide, and they went from the floor all the way up to the ceiling.
Yep.
Now, when you'd push one of those, it would generate a vibration, and that vibration would travel through the floor. Well, at that time, when we used the old 78 RPM records, Joe Cooper, I remember, was on the board, and all of a sudden the pickup went skittering right across the record, and it made a terrible noise. It's, good heavens, what was that? And that happened a few more times, and then they found out that every time somebody would move one of those glass panels, the vibration would come through the floor and just louse up the broadcast. The windows went from the ceiling all the way down to the floor. And after they got in here and began to broadcast, they made the horrible discovery that you could speak in this room and it could be heard quite clearly in the next. It was a drum effect. And so they had to cut these windows down. I see now this one's only about a foot high.
Norb Trottier did work for WRJN into the 90s. He was born to be in front of a microphone. You know about newspaper editorials being opinion, not news stories. And for a few years, WRJN station general manager Bill Gumm did editorials, extremely rare in radio.
Thanksgiving Day always gives us the opportunity to reflect on the many positive events we've experienced during the past year. As this is my final editorial, I would like to express my gratitude to the many kind listeners who have written and called to share their opinions, pro or con, on our weekly offerings. It has become a weekly mental exercise for me, and I've enjoyed the responses. We've talked about many different issues, local, state, and national. And if we have stimulated some thought and awareness, we are satisfied it was all worthwhile. It's been 36 wonderful years as a resident of Racine, working at what I really enjoyed. And thanks to my fellow staff members and you, our listeners, it has all been most rewarding. This is Bill Gumm, WRJN General Manager.
National news on WRJN came for decades from ABC. And locally, it all began with the newspaper sending copy to be read on the air by WRJN staff announcers. But then when the paper sold WRJN in 1969 to Century Insurance, local radio news in Racine had a new direction, and its first leader was Don Edmark.
Weather problems are putting a slight crimp in the schedule for the Racine Harbor project. Racine County Executive Lynn Zielkowski says because of the freezing temperatures so early in the season, efforts to produce all the stone needed to finish up the North Breakwater have been slowed considerably to the point it'll cost upwards of $150,000 to the contractor coming back in the spring to finish up the work.
WRJN's local news has survived to this day, winning numerous awards along the way from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association, Milwaukee Press Club, Midwest Broadcast Journalists Association, the Associated Press, and United Press International. And along the way, many voices have done that reporting.
Good evening. I'm Steve Groh with AM 14 News.
Tom Mountain in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. This is WRJN News Day.
For WRJN News, I'm Therese Kaplan.
WRJN News, I'm Richard Strong.
That's a look at the WRJN World at Noon. I'm Jim Walker from AM 1400.
This is Walter Kay, AM 14 WRJN News.
Joe Basiglia, AM 1400 WRJN News.
For WRJN Radio News, Carol Briggs.
Nick Whelan in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center.
I'm Scott Evans here from Milwaukee County Stadium at the Paul McCartney concert for WRJN.
More than 30 years later, this double execution-style homicide remains unsolved. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
From the National Emergency Training Center in Emmitsburg, Maryland, Tom Carco, AM 1400 WRJN News.
One voice you did not hear in the news montage was Gary Sewer. He was the news director after Don Edmark, but it was best remembered for broadcasting high school football and basketball, UW Parkside basketball games, and the Racine Raiders.
Knocks the ball loose. It's on the ground. That's going to be the ball game. The Raiders have won it. The Raiders, for the first time, become a minor pro football team to win consecutive championships and an international league this time. So the Raiders beat the Ottawa Bootleggers by a score of 15-13.
With 2 seconds left to go, Peasley has the ball. Park has the state championship. Racine Park wins the state championship in Division I with a 59-31 victory over Milwaukee, Washington.
In the corner to Leoffa Scott. Scotty with the ball. Takes it to the side of the lane. Jumps, shoots from 15. It's good! Scotty hits another one. 30 points for Scott. Parkside leads 62-61.
Gary Sewer started as a WRJN staff announcer in 1962, and over 36 years did not only news and sports, but also the 4th of July parades, plus a 1989 air show that featured the Blue Angels.
Next, we have one of the racing autos that will be making an appearance in the parade this year. I'm sure you can hear him revving it up in the background.
Here he comes, banking to the right this time, peeling up overhead. What excitement! And there goes the other one. He goes up, a seagull lonely in the middle of him, wondering what on earth is going on.
Being there for what happens in the community is what WRJN has been doing now for 90 years, the good and the bad.
It bursts into flames. Get it started. It's fire and it's crashing. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
From Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade today.
Engine number one and engine number five from the Racine Fire Department carried the caskets of the two fallen firefighters. A wet, cold day in downtown Racine.
There appears to be a serious problem.
Not a word from mission control. Everybody here is open mouthed.
Controllers here looking very carefully at the situation.
Something has gone seriously
wrong. This could
be
a major tragedy.
President Clinton is a free man. The Senate has found him not guilty of perjury and obstruction of justice and has concluded a long national saga that engulfed official Washington for more than a year.
We'll continue our live coverage from ABC concerning the World Trade Center plane crashes and other events going on across our country this morning.
Nobody knew it was John Dillinger. We just knew it was a tough brand of men in there robbing the bank. That was it.
People actually get up and walk out after the Munchkins come in.
Everybody always tells us that the Munchkin Land is our favorite part of the movie.
From the Hindenburg to some of the Wizard of Oz Munchkins in our studios, WRJN has broadcast a lot over 90 years. A picture of Eleanor Roosevelt speaking into a station microphone proudly displayed in our front lobby. Let's not forget the engineers of WRJN, from the days of everything downtown to just the transmitter building on Victory Avenue, and then the new facilities at Radio Park, opening in 1958. Such names as Lee Deccant, Bernie Fox, Bob Gorjance, Reese Roberts, Terry Bawn, Gene Butterfield, and 36-year employee Stan Fisher.
Transmitter was on the roof of the hotel, Racine, and our studios were on the third floor. Well, obviously, we couldn't see the announcers, so we had to signal them with a light, and we talked to them on a telephone. And we used to put on half-hour, one-hour plays, and we put the sound effects on, and we had to follow a script, and sometimes it got a little mixed up.
There was no confusion what program was on the air late Sunday nights for more than half of WRJN's 90 years. It was Ralph Schoenleben and his world of classical music, which he knew inside and out.
It's a Sunday evening concert, the oldest continuous classical program in the United States. Presented by Cook Gear Media, this is Ralph Schoenleben.
It's your constant loyalty and support through the years that have kept me on the air, so it really, the credit really goes to you. And I'm going to try to keep it going. My idea was Leopold Stokowski, who at the age of 95 signed a 25-year contract with RCA Records.
This broadcaster was not on WRJN as many years as Ralph Schoenleben, but he was a staple for listeners every weekday morning at 7:30, again at noon, and again at 5:25.
Good morning, Americans. Paul Harvey. Good day.
Hello, Americans. I'm Paul Harvey. You know what the news is. In a minute, you're going to hear the rest of the story.
WRJN is today celebrating, and may I add my congratulations. And as the politicians say, many happy returns.
One of the many unique programs on WRJN during the weekday early mornings and later in the afternoon originated from American Motors in Kenosha. It was hosted by Jim Bradley, this day in 1984, with another of the morning announcers.
WRJN, good morning. I'm David P. McGrath, now 5:37. Well, we got Jim Bradley on the air. Somehow it was a miracle. Are you there, James, this morning?
You betcha, Dave. Thank you very much. And by the way, welcome to the air here at WRJN. I know we're going to have a lot of fun in the months ahead. Why don't you take some time and look at all those silly knobs that they just put in the last year.
You mean the ones I just screwed up here?
Well, yeah, they're the ones that one time I went down there, I thought, you know, I'd like to work at this station, so I just stay in my little studio at American Motors now. Here, I'm Jim Bradley. This is the American Motors Show.
Jim Bradley would later join WRJN as a morning host and be part of the next wave of staff announcers over the years.
AM 14, WRJN, I say a little prayer. Dionne Warwick with Ron Richards. 21 after 7, Paul Harvey coming up at 7:30.
The people who are on in the morning are really the most trusted because you allow us into your bedrooms to wake you up in the morning.
In case you don't know me, my name is Kurt Vollman, and glad to be stepping into Paul's shoes. Many of you know me, some of you probably don't, and glad to be aboard, and we'll share these mornings together.
Good afternoon.
We have to say happy birthday.
10 minutes after 4 o'clock, this is AM 1400 WRJN Newsday. I'm Norm Breeston for Ron Richards. He has the week off.
I'm Pete Ferrand, and let's pick up our next call here. Hi, we're on the air.
WRJN News Time is 4:10. Good afternoon. Welcome to the WRJN Afternoon News. Ted Allen here. Glad to have you along with us today.
It's been a great experience working at this radio station, and I will miss it dearly because I've worked with some great people.
WRJN's nighttime programming has evolved over the years, going 24 hours with the first Gulf War, staffers like Bill Fritch on the board, and then such programs before midnight as Tom Snyder, who talked with WRJN's Maria Bell one night, and go forward to the days of Art Bell and George Norrie.
Current temperatures, Kenosha 39 degrees, Racine 34.
It's carrying us. It's at 1400 on the dial. Check it out. So tonight, I called Maria Bell, who's standing by at WRJN and Racine.
You leave it there through the afternoon,
mm-hmm.
through the evening hours.
You never turn it off.
Never turn it
off. Till the day you pass away, you leave on WRJN, don't you?
That's how you do it.
Okay.
I wouldn't be a listener if it wasn't for the fact I had been looking for old-time radio broadcasts out of Chicago, and I stumbled across Art years and years ago, and I've been following the show ever since.
WRJN has had a lot of callers over the many years, and all kinds of interesting things they want to tell us.
I was up this morning at 5:05 watching the storm. And I saw your tower there on Victory Avenue took a direct shot of lightning, and there was like a small explosion at the top.
Over 40 years ago, I was in a Cub Scout pack taking a tour of your studios, and you were interviewing a young man well-dressed in a suit, and that young black man was Hank Aaron.
So when they announced that the attack on Pearl Harbor, was it like disbelief? Was it, do you think this is a mistake? It's a joke? What do you think?
We were all excited and scared out of our wits.
Well, then we sat and listened to the radio for the rest of the day. We were told that this was a very scary time.
The woman there said she's seen the funnel cloud touch down, and that's what did all the damage in case. We got areas of the plant where the roof is ripped off.
One of the staff voices you heard there was Don Rosen, the program director over many of his 24 years with WRJN, and one of the most prominent voices in the station's history.
We're here at Memorial Hall on AM 1400 WRJN. It is the anniversary broadcast. We started here at this very spot.
We'll keep you on top of that fire in Kenosha throughout the afternoon here at News Talk 1400 WRJN. Sound off. More of your calls coming up. Don't move. This is the local radio station. WRJN will still be on because I want to know what's going on in the world.
Continuing with his Mr. Racine tradition of promoting local events to this very day, Mark Eichhorst.
The Calliope is in there, which I can, as long as I can remember, it was a part of the parade. It was always the end of the parade back when I was a youngster. When you heard that music coming, you kind of got sad, and then you could see that row of street sweepers in the back, and you knew the end of the parade was coming, and you felt bad.
Also part of WRJN's 90 years are the many salespeople, technicians, part-timers, and office personnel. One in particular, Millie French, a 50-year employee from the mid-1920s beginning. Today, under the ownership of Magnum.media and expanded FM frequencies of 98.1 in Kenosha and 99.9 in Racine, WRJN is your radio friend, still at AM 1400, with music you remember, but also continuing a tradition of local news and community conversation. Now with Mike Clemens, Glenn Klein, Lou Turner, Janet Hoff, and yours truly. I'm WRJN News Director Tom Cargo, and this was our 90th anniversary special public affairs program. There goes the last DJ. That was the 90th anniversary of WRJN Radio in Racine, Wisconsin, early December 2016. Your comments are welcome at racinenews@magnum.media. Our mailing address, 4201 Victory Avenue, Racine, Wisconsin, 53405. A big thanks for the early material with such announcers as Ken Hegard and Harry Mann Jr., to Don Edmark and his 1976 docudrama. Also thanks to Lyman Marin's son David for material with his dad. Thanks to all who had a role in this production. I'm WRJN News Director Tom Cargo.